And welcome back to your extended news at noon. Tracy Morgan on, of course, with you. And on the phone with me now, as we continue to talk to the school districts in Butler County, is Slippery Rock School District, Dr. Butch Angelusi. Welcome, Dr. Angelusi. Thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Great to talk to you, Tracy. Thank you.
And as I've said to all the others, and I will continue saying to the rest that we talk to, it seems like you have an impossible situation right now, but you're not alone. Others are in the same shoes, and you're trying to figure out your school year. And so my first question to you is, a lot of us parents, and I've said I have two kids going to school this year, and you're kind of a bit reserved, you know, you're kind of holding your breath, but what are you excited about for your school year this year?
Tracy, We're excited to have the children come back to school. I mean, that's been in our original health and safety plan that we actually passed in June, that we want to get the kids back to face-to-face if feasible, you know, if possible. And at this point, we're still planning to do that. We understand that we could be thrust into to a phase deemed by the state which, you know, protects the safety of the students and the staff. We understand that, but we think it's important to get the kids in front of their teachers as soon as possible so that the teachers can begin that relationship building with their students.
At this point, whenever you have plan after plan being revised and adjusted, if the state were to make an adjustment again, do you have to revise your entire plan, or do you now narrow in or zero in onto a specific aspect of your plan to adjust? How much easier is this at this point?
Well, the fact that we already have a plan in place, it really is just it's a matter of making adjustments. But we do have to get school board approval before we submit that to the state.
So then let's talk about cases, because, of course, that's on the top of many parents' minds, I'm sure teachers and administrators as well. So do you change your entire plan if you start to have COVID-19 cases? Do you start to change that plan if you have one or 100, or what's your thought on when cases start to appear?
Well, when cases start to appear and an adjustment has to be made, we're going to take our lead from recommendations from the Pennsylvania Department of Health. Working in partnership with them, that will allow us to do what's best for our students and our staff.
And Dr. Angelusi, I think it's a point that is worthy to repeat as we have talked to other school districts. If folks are just listening to Slippery Rock School District because that's their district, I want them to understand that we've talked to other districts. You all have been talking to each other. And it has been stated by other school districts that they may not know that they have cases if the Department of Health doesn't tell them, because you're not testing on site. Is that correct?
That's correct. Right. That's right.
And so if folks say, well, why didn't you tell us? You may not even know if the health department does not tell you.
No, that's absolutely right. And as I stated before, and you stated too, we are talking with one another. And I think that's a good thing. We have a strong group of superintendents in the Butler County public schools, and I'm very thankful for that. We closely monitor any news, any updates from the state, and we understand that the Department of Health is inundated with questions and phone calls daily since this all broke last spring. So we understand that, and we're cognizant of that. But at the same time, we need their expert guidance to help us through this thing, especially as we reopen schools.
And we are so close to reopening schools. Can you talk about what you've offered your families in Slippery Rock with the school district there, online, flexible, and what's the most popular choice at this point?
Well, right now, the most popular choice is in-person learning. Our survey results showed that 78% of our population are in favor of sending their children back to school. We also have a couple other options in place for those that still, for one reason or another, do not wish to send their child back to school in person. We have our Slippery Rock Online Odyssey cyber program. That's a full-time cyber instructional platform for our students that we've been actually doing for several years, but it's kind of ramped up here in recent months. But that's one offering. And then our third option is we have a live stream option available for grades 3 through 12, which that's, I guess, the least popular of the three, but it still is an option that some of our parents and students are choosing.
There are folks who have maybe a bit of a struggle with their internet connection. Maybe sometimes it doesn't stay connected. What if a student drops out? Do they need to get back on? Does that interrupt class? Can you explain how that would flow?
No, that's a great question, because we are, many of us, as you know, in Butler County, we are in a rural setting. So even without that, there are some we recognize in many of our households, and talking with some of our parents, that they might have 3, 4, 5 children in the house, them on devices, and then you have a parent that also has to be home working. So then you're stretching your bandwidth a little bit, and we understand that. We're cognizant of that. We have our counselors and teachers prepared to be flexible and understanding when those cases arise, and we're going to work through those issues with our students the best we can as they arise on a case-by-case basis.
What are you planning on doing with those students who are under different programs like your 504 plans, your IEPs, your special education? Do you have any plans that are unique to those programs?
Well, our plans really start with our excellent teaching staff, and I mean that when I say that. Our teachers have been working hard since last March to understand the best delivery models for our students. And as you stated, Tracy, we do have several students that have Chapter 15 504 service agreements, individualized education plans, which we have to be cognizant enough of. And our special education teachers in particular are they're very well trained in dealing with individual student needs as it is. So this is just a kind of a left turn as far as addressing those needs. And last spring, during the closure, our special education teachers were just fantastic in staying in constant communication with parents, with students, and making sure those students with special needs, their goals were met. So I'm really proud of their efforts. I'm proud of the efforts of our staff, but in particular, the special needs students who had those needs that had to be attended to in a different way.
And your teachers, when you talk about how great your teachers are, we'll get to that here in a moment, because I do want to give the praise to teachers in any school district, because I'm wondering how many of us parents, you know, there are disagreements throughout any school year and some frustrations. And now all of a sudden, when we had to teach, it's a different ball game, right? I want my math teacher. I want my science teacher to teach my kids. So,
well, that's right. You put them on the bus and you hope that we take care of them and teach them and instruct them the best we can. And you, as parents and adults, have to go out and do what you do every day. So we understand that.
Yeah. So we love you teachers. We absolutely love you teachers. So, all right, let's get back to the serious nature of this, because temperatures, buses, how are you going to be able to take care of masks? All of that kind of lumps into a big conversation of how will that get done? And do you think they'll actually be accomplished?
Well, the temperature checking, we're following the state's lead, and the expectation from the state is that parents conduct that testing, temperature testing, checking before they put them on the bus, before they put them in the car, send them off to school. As far as the masks, we're following the mandates, and our students will be required to wear masks all the time, as is the state guidance order. We will provide mask breaks during the day. I understand that we're allowed to have 10-minute breaks, so we will provide those, because we just think it's unreasonable to have anybody, adults or children, wear a mask all day. So they do need time to take them off, to take a little break from those. We believe there's a mental health component of this as well that we want to pay serious attention to. yeah, safety is number one, but the instruction is definitely why we're all here. So we have to pay attention to both of those things.
Yeah, closely. Just this week, of course, Governor Wolf made an adjustment to the mask mandate, and now that kids are supposed to wear them all day and, of course, have the mask breaks, how are you going to handle that? Does everybody get to take them off at the same time? Do you just leave it up to the teacher? And I ask that because if kids and students and administrators are taking off masks during the day, does that mean extra cleaning has to take place?
Well, we're really putting that in the hands of our teachers to kind of gauge the comfort level of the students and to time it when they feel it is appropriate. There will be, in talking with our administrators, I know they're going to talk with their teaching staff about different announcements to be made regarding the masks and when the breaks will be. But beyond that, really, I think it's just it's imperative for the teachers to just kind of gauge the level of their students' comfort and decide when a break is needed. And the teacher themselves may find a time when they need to do the same, and at that time it might be consistent with when the students need to remove them. Mm-hmm. As far as cleaning, we contract with an outside company that handles all of our cleaning and disinfecting, and they have protocols in place, which we're going to follow their lead as we go through each school day.
Dr. Butch Angelucci with us, Slippery Rock School District. Will your classes look different in the way of barriers or seats sectioned off, or, you know, I'm wondering what students will think when they actually are back into their school environment. Will it look much different?
The major difference they're going to see is the fact that at least 20% of the population is not going to be there. So they'll immediately see that there's just not as many kids here in the building. With that being said, when they get into the classrooms, they're going to notice that their desks are further apart. In some cases, they might be all the way up against a wall to the rear. There will definitely be more spacing. I think those would be the most significant differences. They're going to see arrows on doors that can be entered, and X's on doors that shouldn't be entered. There might be some taped off barriers where just to train the flow of traffic,
sure,
in the hallways and in stairwells, things of that nature.
What's 20% for Slippery Rock School District? Approximate number, not exact figures, but what's 20% look like for you?
Well, we're looking at, for one thing, I'm not a person to do math in public or
get that math teacher. We got to get that math teacher back in, right?
Right. But we're probably looking at about 1,600 students coming back.
Okay. All right. Yeah. It'll be interesting. My kids now at the dinner table, I've said this before, where I ask them if they're ready to go back. I get that teenage, there's
That's
not
right,
much of
right.
it. Yeah, right. Yeah, we're going back. But then I'm wondering what it will be like once they are back in the classroom and they are in a bit of a different environment, if it will affect them or not. But I guess that's to be seen for all kids.
For better or worse, they have had some experience wearing masks, especially teenagers who might be driving, going into stores, things like that. They're already used to the fact that they have to have it with them. They have to put it on. As far as the school setting, if they were to forget them, we actually have thousands of disposable and cloth masks and even face shields, which are also permitted to be worn, which we'll have available on buses and in the classrooms and in the schools for any students who happen to forget.
Yeah. Let me talk about your budget. We've been talking about budgets with every school district that we've been talking to. Again, we're talking with Slippery Rock School District right now, folks, if you're just joining us in this conversation. How has your budget been affected by all of this, and do you find that you will see any shortages? Will you find that you're going to have greater expenditures? What are you looking at, or what are you anticipating as you go throughout this school year?
Well, we anticipated a $2 million shortfall due to the fact that we would be having to account for those st- students who would be choosing the online education model. As far as any tax increases, anything like that, we actually did not have a tax increase last budget adoption. The school board and myself and the business manager, Mr. Sesser, felt like the community had been under enough stress and tension regarding finances that adding additional taxes wasn't something that we wanted to do. But we did want to anticipate any shortfall due to those students choosing to go the cyber route. We hopefully we won't hit that $2 million mark, but we are the benefit, like other school districts in the state and the country, of some state and federal grant money that is helping us as far as our personal protection, the masks, the shields, things of that nature. Also, we have had to order a couple hundred more computers and laptops for our students, for those that don't have them, that we need to provide them for. So that grant money has helped with the purchase of some of those materials.
And I'm not sure exactly what to ask about sports, since that seems to be a floating and fluid conversation still. But it sounds like the greater expense is on the many expenditures that you talked about versus the money that you would not be spending from sporting events or different activities going on. Your thoughts on that? Is that true, or will you not see a lot of money come into Slippery Rock School District because of things like sporting events?
Well, we'll definitely have a decrease due to the in our athletic budget and revenue due to the fact that we won't be able to have the amount of people at the games, or if we have the games at all. So, that definitely is going to be a hit as far as revenue in the athletic budgets. As far as sports overall, just as you're raising that topic, I mean, any extracurricular activity, whether it's sports, whether it's band, cheerleading, even the school play, I mean, my heart still breaks that we had our entire stage set up for a school play last spring and we were never able to perform it. Those things, like I mentioned earlier, there is a mental health component, we believe, to this, and we think that those extracurriculars are, of course, it's not the reason why kids or why we want them to come to school, but it's an important part of their school experience, and something that we can't wait to get back to.
And they look forward to, like you said,
right.
Whether you're in band, you want to have that concert. If you're, you know, up there with chorus, if you're up there with a play, it's just as important to those kids as sporting events. And you want to have your football games and basketball games and playoffs. And
that's
so,
absolutely,
yeah,
absolutely right.
Yeah, whenever you put your time into it, yeah, you really hope. So
exactly right.
Yeah. So let me ask you about your teachers before I do let you go, because,
sure,
yes, let's praise the teachers. Doesn't matter what you teach. Let's get them back where they would like to be. But do talk about how you've been working with your teachers, because legitimately a lot of teachers have concerns. So can you address that issue with your teachers on how you've been working through that with them?
Well, I think, first of all, I also want to praise our school administrators who've been working hard all summer in preparations for how we're going to train these teachers and constantly communicating with them what's going on, updating with them. We've worked closely with the teachers' union as well, and they've been great in cooperating with us. That's something that's just very important for me to say, and something that we're very thankful for in our district. As far as our teachers go, we have, I'll just put in a little bragging moment here, but we have state teachers of the year. We have regional all-star teachers from Major League Baseball awarding our teachers several different awards. We have an American Legion State Teacher of the Year on our staff. So we're really proud of the recognition they've received. That's awesome. But what they do down in the trenches, so to speak, is just phenomenal. And what they were able to do last year when we were thrown that big curveball, and I'm a big baseball fan, so I got to throw in those references now and then. But when they were, when that occurred and way they were able to adjust on the fly between the principals, the counselors, school nurses, teachers, it was just incredible, and I'm extremely thankful for their efforts. Now, as we head into the opening and asking them to once again to prepare for something they've never done before, is just something that I'm extremely proud of. And as administrators, we want to work side by side with them in any way possible to make sure our students are getting the best instructional experience they can.
Can you give us a little bit of background of Slippery Rock? How does Slippery Rock differ from other districts? And I'm sure you have a few tidbits, some surprising facts about Slippery Rock that if we don't live in the area, we don't know.
Well, for one, the biggest thing, Slippery Rock Area School District is comprised of many municipalities from Harrisville all the way down to Portersville, which is near Elwood City down there. So it's 140 square miles, and we actually have two bus companies to cover those 140 square miles from the northern end to the southern end. I think most people in Butler County realize that Big Brother across the street, Slippery Rock University, is something very unique to our school district. And another thing that we're really proud of, because they partner with us in many different areas, and we help them, and there are many ways that they help us as well, as being a great resource for us. Middle of our district is a big lake in Moraine State Park. Lake Arthur is something else that makes us very unique. But really, all the different municipalities and boroughs that make up the Slippery Rock Area School District are something that that make us unique and something that we're extremely proud of.
Slippery Rock's a great, great place, a great area, and always fun to be able to visit in that area, and a great place to live. And I will echo your sentiments of your teachers and staff and even you. I mean, you talk about your teachers not being asked to do this before. I can't imagine that you, as the administrator, as the superintendent, ever saw this in your career.
Well, absolutely not. And, I mean, there's many things that will come up during a typical school year where my colleagues and I will say, you know, this isn't something that they taught us in superintendent school.
Yeah, right.
Those things come up. They come up all the time during the year. Last year was definitely the biggest change that we've ever seen, and biggest adjustment that my colleagues and I have ever had to make. But working with supportive community, supportive school boards, I can't understate that either, because without their support, that makes it even more difficult. But the fact that the communities and school boards, by and large, really say, hey, you guys are the experts in this. We trust you to make the decisions that are best for our kids. Go. That is just, I can't overstate that enough, how important that is to all of us.
Any final thoughts before I let you go?
My final thought is just, I guess what I just mentioned, that continued support and patience and that camaraderie within the community and the county is definitely what's helping pull us all through this. And that's going to be what is needed as we all open schools also. Like you stated, we've never done this before. We're doing the best we can, and we appreciate the community's patience. So thank you, Tracy.
Thank you so much, Dr. Butch Angelusi, Slippery Rock School District. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Take care now.